Blog Talk Radio.
Perception is reality. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. And you can find the show. The show is brought to you by TDK Visions, Inc. You can find the show on Facebook. We have a Facebook page for The Block Report, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. And you can find me, your host, Tafari XL, on Instagram at Tafari XL, TafariXL, and on Twitter at Tafari XL. And do us a favor and go to the Reverb Nation page, reverbnation.com/Tafari XL, and check out the Reverb Nation page where you can check out the music that we do and that I do, that I'm creating, producing, and releasing, you know, and stuff like that, and I'm working on. Do us a favor and join up with the mailing list so you can be privy to any appearances, performances, or any music that working on and doing and such. So as I said again, the call-in number is 929-477-3093, and we are live. So we're going to be covering some trending, not really trending topics. I'm going to talk about several different things, and I'm going to have to talk about several different things that are going on in the media and such and whatnot. I want to pick up this one particular topic here, several topics. We're going to go a little bit deep today, and I'm going to talk about a couple issues. Here we have, there was a lady If you go to the Block Report page on Facebook, you can see I posted on these things that I'm about to talk about now. One of them is there was a lady, her name Christine McMullen Lindgren, and she basically put a tirade, a racist tirade on Facebook, and ended up losing her job. So the story is of a Bank of America worker fired after posting racist rant on Facebook. Somehow someone was able to go and I was able to check her page and see that she worked for Bank of America. Surprisingly, she really did, because we know how many people fake on Facebook and say they are this and they're really not. And then Bank of America was flooded with emails and phone calls telling them about this lady who made this racist rant. And if you go to the Block Report page, you can find it. It's also, the article is also in the Daily Mail, and there's an article as well. I think, let me try to click on the link here. There was another article, I believe, because the bank she worked at is in Atlanta. So there's also an article, I think it was the Atlanta, whatever the Atlanta paper is, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So if you go check that out, you can see the article on this lady here, Christine McMullen Lindgren. Now, it's funny, as I said, I made a comment, and my comment in regards to her story was it's crazy because Bank of America, Bank of America, one of the reasons why they, I guess, apparently acted on her situation is because they already had a lawsuit filed against them for denying black people who applied for work with them based on some discrimination. It was proven to show that they discriminated against these folks. I think folks that were applying for work and loans or whatever, they just discriminated. And there was a time, I don't know if you remember, there was a time when Bank of America had went through a transition several years back where they basically fired everybody that was already working for the company, and they told them they could reapply, and then they brought in whichever people they wanted to. So I believe that's around the time when this discrimination thing started happening, and then the lawsuit ensued, and these people won their lawsuit, their discrimination lawsuit against Bank of America. So now here goes Bank of America, one of their employees, apparently making this racist rant on social media, and they don't want any more lawsuits, and they don't want to be nowhere near in a part of that stuff. So they supposedly fired this lady. Now, they might have fired her from that branch. You know, who knows? She may be able to relocate somewhere else, work in the company somewhere else, but they fired her at that time. And from what I hear, from what I read and understood in the article, she also deleted her profile. So, you know, she was using all types of N-words and, you know, saying all types of niggas and shit like that in her rant. I'm not going to read the rant because, but it was stuff like, you know, niggas go back to Africa, you know, all the same old ignorant type of shit that these ignorant races say. And talking about how the people are probably on welfare, she pays for their kids, and they teach their children hatred. You know, it's really crazy. Here goes someone spitting hate, telling you that you're teaching kids hate. So isn't that ironic? But anyway, so the lady ended up losing her job and whatnot and everything. So that was the situation that happened with her. Now we have, the other part that I was saying, which was ironic as well, is that the bank in their statement found that her comments were offensive and such, offensive and horrible, but Facebook didn't though. Because I hear a lot of people complaining about like how certain people can post stuff on Facebook that is offensive to black people in general, and it's no problem. Like, you know, people can continue spewing hate and hate on black people on Facebook and say and you know, carrying out whatever, putting hateful comments or whatever, racist remarks against black people on Facebook. And then if someone reports it, when you report it to them, they have the button where you could click and you didn't report this stuff, that they say that it doesn't break their rules of offensive material on Facebook. But however, the people are complaining, not just that part, but then when they post stuff, and they post stuff as far as speaking very strongly against racists and white supremacists and the doctrine and stuff that they taught or believe, and they speak against that, and they put stuff up that opposes that type of stuff, these people then end up getting their Facebook pages blocked and stuff like that. So when they start posting anything that is apparently empowering for black people or basically pointing out the racist nature of these white supremacists or other people who are suspected white supremacists or want to be a white supremacist, or at least have white supremacist tendencies and leanings as far as putting down black people and trying to keep black people down or whatever, to put down and keep black people down or spit negative or spew negative information and comments about black people, that then these people they're attacked by Facebook as far as having their pages blocked and taken down. So, and there was something that was in the news that was going around showing you how there is some sort of bias with the Facebook thing or whatever, but what do you expect, you know? What can you expect? This is the United States, United Snakes of America, so what can you expect? Now, let me go on to another story. Here's a story about this young man, and it's in the Daily News. You can find the story in the Daily News. This young man is dead. The front of the paper says, chased to his death. A Staten Island teen dies from asthma fleeing racist. So this teen, the pack was yelling the N-word, calling them niggas and shit like that. I'm going to shoot you. And it happened in Staten Island. So these people, they said the crowd that was chasing him was mostly white. And the teen was 16 years old, and while he was fleeing from them, he caught an asthma attack, and he died from the asthma attack. And such, and what people don't understand, and if you saw, you know, the tensions are really high in this country right now. The climate is really high, and certain people, what is allowed, especially for like someone like, say, Donald Trump, he is kind of allowed for people to be able to wear their bigotry proudly, and not saying that resting on his shoulders, but since he's a reality show celebrity figure, you know, he's not one of these racists that was in the cut, you know, like working a job as a police officer or working a job as a court clerk or some neighborhood watchman or whatever that gains celebrity by doing an overtly racist act and getting away with it. No, and being protected by those other people that support, protected and supported by those people who support racism, practicing racism and white supremacy on black people. Instead, this man here, Donald Trump, you know, by his stepping out in the fore and being in front of these cameras and being with this media coverage and constantly just his language that is so offensive to so many groups of people on a whole, it just emboldens the other people that were in the cut sharing these little emails back and forth with each other and sending messages back and forth with each other, dog and black people. Now they can feel emboldened to actually come out and wear their racism and bigotry proudly on their sleeve and expose it in the public. So that's the whole thing. That's what I'm saying, if you understand what's going on as far as in the climate right there. And if you see, you know, it's funny, I watched some of the news coverage, we're about halfway into the show, 15 minutes in. Okay, so the call-in number is 929-477-3093. Now, I'm kind of on a flow right now. I wanted to take a break, but I'm flowing with these thoughts and the information I'm bringing, so I don't want to stop. But we're going to go ahead and I'm going to take a music break soon. Let me just finish getting out what I was saying here. So if the, what I was saying, watching the news media coverage with these Trump rallies recently, and, you know, and hearing the commentators and some of the stuff they say about the people who protest at these rallies and such. So there is a tone in the country right now where anybody other than white, you got to understand that it's being presented and put into your face. Anybody other than white has a you're gonna be offensive to someone who's a Trump supporter or to someone who's like Trump. So, for instance, you know, but I don't want to go all about him now. But I just had to just frame it and put the context around what I'm saying, so that, you know, you don't just, I don't want people to say that I'm saying things that are just random and not connected. So I'm giving you a rounded understanding of what is going on and why I am bringing these issues on the air currently. So this young teen was chased to his death. And, you know, I mean, it's a sad issue. Let me see if I can. I'm gonna try to see if I can get a little bit from the article, maybe to give a little bit more information, and then we're going to go into something. Yes, his name is Dayshon McKenzie. Died while running for his life. The black Staten Island teen fleeing what witnesses described as a mostly white crew, shouting racial epithets and waving a gun, collapsed and died last week from an asthma attack. To me, it's murder, said Diana Fatigati, an ex-NYPD officer and 9/11 responder who rushed to the aid of the dying McKenzie. They were chasing him. That's a crime. You're hunting them because they're black. You're calling them a nigger. Fatigati tried desperately to resuscitate the 16-year-old aspiring rapper, but she couldn't bring him back after the deadly chase last Friday that escalated from a festering beef between one of McKenzie's friends and one of the other group over a girl. I got a gun, good Samantha Fatigati heard one pursuer shout around 4 p.m. as McKenzie and a half dozen pals sprinted through backyards. I'm going to shoot you, nigga, yelled another. Fatigati said the group chasing McKenzie and his pals consisted of young white males and one Hispanic male, and said two of the cars in the wild pursuit bore Pennsylvania plates. No arrests were made and no charges filed in the week since the incident. McKenzie's mom, Tisha Richardson, was stunned to hear the details of her son's final minutes alive, sprinting behind houses and taking shelter inside a shed as carloads of young men gave chase. So this is really, you know, it's disgusting and it's sad. So the young kid, he's gone. The sadness turns to anger, said Richardson, 43. I want justice for him. Somebody should be held accountable. A police source said McKenzie's pals didn't mention the racial slur when cops interviewed them after the teen died. Hate crimes investigators are expected to interview the witnesses again after the Daily News inquired about the case. The boy's death was reminiscent of the infamous 1986 incident in which a white gang in Howard Beach, Queens, chased Michael Griffith, 23, to his death on the Belt Parkway. The young black man was struck and killed by a car. This is the whole thing, too. This is part of the stuff that pisses me off about that stuff, because you got to get in a group to deal with one person. You can't get into, you guys are so weak and so scary and so lame. You can't fight a one-on-one fight. You got to go ahead, you got to get a gun, get your boys, and then round up, and then chase after somebody. But you can't go ahead and get up and man up and fight the person one-on-one. That's what, you know, it's a whole, you know, there was always kind of guys like that running around, but now I feel like this generation is a, I don't know, I don't say this generation, I don't know, I guess, you know, but part of it is the generation, you know, it was like, there's this kind of, this element where it's like, you got to travel 20, 30 deep, you got to be with around a whole bunch of people to exude this kind of, this strength that you really don't have, because out of the 20, 30 people that's with you, they're only strong when, as long as there's 20, 30 people with them. If they're by themselves or it's one or two of them, they're not strong. You know, I remember as it happened to me, you know, I mean, shoot, it was just me and somebody else, and at least they came 30 deep. Bats, all kinds of things swinging, because one kid, he wanted to be the tough guy, and when he seen the tough guy role wasn't working, and he couldn't really make it, instead of him stepping up, at that time, he ran, because he knew his boys was down in the house a couple, you know, not too far away from the park where we were at. They came, and when they saw who was in the park, they said, oh no, we can't do nothing to these guys, and they had to walk off. Now, I wasn't the baddest person in the world, but I also wasn't, and the guys that they was talking about, because it's just that, you know, some people know that there would be repercussions behind it. You know, there are some people in the world where certain people know you and know who you are and who your people are. They ain't gonna go. They ain't not going for the fact of somebody thinking you're gonna go out and bum rush 30, or you go bum rush and beat and try to assault nobody, because the thing is, there's consequences for your actions, and the reaction is that could come around in the next round could be quite deadly for you. So, and you know, and nobody's gonna stop at just getting you. They're gonna want to get your whole family too. So a lot of dudes got to start, you know what I'm saying? You have a problem with somebody, it's best, you know, as a man, you learn how to talk out your problems. You learn how to talk your problems out. You resort into violence, that's the weakest thing, and that's the last straw. So, and then, you know, you go with intimidation to go ahead and chase down one person, and then talk about you got a gun. You know, it's just weak shit, just plain weak shit going on. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's that, and we're on to that. The caller number is 929-477-3093. The caller number is 929-477-3093. I'm about to go ahead, and we're going to go and play this music joint, and then we're going to come back in and get into some more on the Block Report with Tafari XL. And we're going to talk about how perception is reality. And is reality truth?
Homemade corn liquor in the tub is down bottoms where hot where the bugs is. Object to the rise up above this. Why you think all the real niggas love kids?
Why?
The gram got people so caught up with likes, motherfuckers forgot what real love is. Check it. Right off the back of them big 18-wheelers. As soon as I get it, they go to the dealers. Yeah, they been fucking with us, I know that they feel us. Woo! Ain't too much to say, cause they know we the realest. Ah!
Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left.
Alright, y'all, that was Jaded Kiss, Realest in the Game Left. And basically, yeah, this is the Block Report with your host. I'm your host, Tafari XL. And we didn't do a show this Wednesday. I do apologize. Let me get that out the way. I should have got that out earlier. Didn't do a show this Wednesday. We missed it, but we're going to make that up. I'm going to make that up for you guys. We just decided to go and do. I had a lot of things going on Wednesday. And, you know, I just couldn't make that show. Now, hopefully everything will work well this Sunday for our Sunday Block Party radio show. Because I got some music that I want to just rock out with y'all. And, of course, you know, put the tunes on and let y'all have a good time. And, you know what I'm saying, y'all can have a nice little mix. If anything, y'all played at one of y'all parties or whatever. Because you can always download these shows and from the archives. There was an article too, I think, I'm trying to remember, I think it was called Magnetic or Magnetron, whatever, there was an article talking about like how there's a club in LA, they're telling the DJs now not to, they don't want DJs coming in with laptops and stuff like that. They want you to really be a DJ and mix. Like a DJ supposed to mix and do all that stuff, because now a lot of DJs, they just come in with their laptop and they just click from one song to the next and talking, saying that that's mixing. You know, they just match the beat and then do that. Well, you know, so there's an argument with that going on. I've been said, you know what I'm saying, these DJs with these laptops, all they do is put in a playlist mix and the laptop and their iTunes, and they just let that run. I've said that. I actually did a video on that a couple of years ago. So it's nothing new to me, but, you know, hey, you know, I mean, a lot of people are really, I know the technology's advancing, but a lot of people are really about the shortcuts now, with taking the short route and the easy way out. And then when they do that, they make the craft cheaper, so that people don't, in the end, people don't really value the craft and the work and the art that you're producing and doing. So then they don't want to pay for it, and then now people want to get your shit for free, you know. And you know, I mean, it takes money and a lot of effort to go out and produce music and songs and all that, but you don't want to pay a dollar or 99 cents for the song. You know how much it costs to make that song? So, you know, but anyway, I'm ranting a little bit. We're going to go into how perception is reality, but we're going to go into that in the last 15 minutes of the show. If you're on the line already, stay on the line so that you can hear the rest of the show. If not, call up now. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with your host. I'm your host, Tafari XL. And we're doing a Friday wrap-up, and our ending topic will be on how perception is reality, and is reality truth? Now, So we're going to go into that. When I go into that, though, right. So we're going to go into that when the thing goes over, but I just want to find out something from you guys.
Come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
All right. Okay, then. All righty, then. So let's get into what I'm talking about here with how perception is reality. Perception is how perception is reality, and is reality truth? Now, when I was in the field as far as working as a salesperson and doing sales, there was, you know, we had a director of sales, and he was explaining and giving training, and he was saying, you know, even though you may be speaking to someone and you think you're not being offensive or using offensive language, the person can read based on the tone of your voice, based on your body language, can read it as being offensive. Now, in the sales field, you tend to deal with a lot of people, some people who come from different cultures, come from different backgrounds, and one particular person's voice inflection or body language can be perceived as offensive or not as pleasant to you. Doesn't mean the person is being offensive to you, but the thing is, people are so sensitive or so hypersensitive that they find just about anything offensive to them. So, for instance, you know, I used to deal with somebody who they always talked in a high-pitched voice. They had a high-pitched voice. And at first, for a little while, I was like, why do they got this high-pitched voice? But I noticed, depending on whenever they were saying certain things, they would adjust the pitch of their voice. Now, I had no issue, really, but, you know, that kind of showed me that they, it shows that one person could say that this kind of fickle and it's kind of flaky or funny, but probably, you know, it's also being aware of certain things, because the high-pitched voice would be that way when they were just in a more happy or joyous kind of way, and then they would adjust the pitch when they wanted to say something more serious or wanted to get more, you know, just a different type of language and expression. So, but another person might find that type of pitch to be annoying or offensive. Like, I can't be around them for that or whatever. Well, what if that's that person's pitch? Or whatever it is. What is it makes it offensive to you? Maybe, see, what a lot of people have to understand is not that person, but maybe it's you and what's in your mind and how you think that makes it offensive to you. So it's based on the already preconceived notions you have of certain things, your prejudices and your alliances and your certain affiliation with certain beliefs and stream of thought that causes you to say that what this person is doing is offensive. And they may not be offensive. But worse, the problem is that if you're a person working in a corporate field or in a field where you deal with the public, John Q. Public, you have to be very cautious and aware of this, because these people will go ahead and try to get you fired just because when you said good morning, you didn't smile. Or when you said goodbye, you didn't smile. So now they want to complain because you didn't have the big grinning smile on your face when you spoke with them. I mean, you know, if you're the person if you want to go see somebody with a big grin and smile, go to a circus, go see a fucking clown. You know what I'm saying? Don't come to my service for that freaking shit. But whatever, that's how I am. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, maybe that's a little bit of that New Yorker kind of thing. But I'm just saying, you know, so the thing is that perception is reality, but it's only reality to the person who is perceiving it. It's not actual reality. And then when we get to the other part, is reality truth? No, it's not, based on the first statement which I've made right there to you, based on the statement before. Perception is reality, but it's only reality to the person who is perceiving that perception. It is not reality to the other people that are around. That's why when something happens like eyewitnesses, police always have a problem with eyewitnesses. That's why when somebody walks up and shoots somebody, whatever, they get 12 different accounts from 12 different people how the shooting went down, you know. And half of them didn't even see it. They just imagined it in their mind because once they saw what was going on, they got scared and they tried to hide their face and not really look. And so then they make these false accounts and statements. But to them, it's not false. It's what they thought they saw. The thing is that people's perception of what is reality is hurting other people. The people's perception of what is reality is hurting others, and the reality is not the truth. And then someone else gets the hammer, or someone else gets slammed for someone's perception. Because the thing is, they don't just perceive what they thought they perceived and leave it at that. They go and they tell other people about it. And when they tell these other people to get these people to be on their side. And they tell them so that they can be on their side and join in with what they believe happened and proceed to have happened. And then this other person now is an unwitting victim to what has transpired. And so now other people go around judging this person based off of someone's perception of an encounter or interaction that they had with said person. So other people's perceptions of reality hurts other people. And reality is not truth. Reality is only true to the one that is experiencing it, because they can only see it to be what they know to be as real. It's an experience for them. But what if that person has very little experience, very little knowledge, or limited knowledge, limited experience? They may not know how to even articulate what they've experienced or what they perceived. So then they use words that without within their vocabulary, and they express it to someone else, and this person can understand those words and understand that, but that wasn't exactly what transpired. It's because this person doesn't have the vocabulary to express what has happened or what they're feeling, what they've experienced. So now, and then you get people who express things in a very vague way. You know, they say things like, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is. Oh, no, I don't know. Why don't you open your mouth, open a book, and learn how to express yourself with words? Don't have me guessing what you're trying to say and what you mean. You get what I'm saying? So this is what's going on, and it is a bit of a rant or whatever, but, like, I'm trying to show you, communication is key. Communication is key for progress and for productivity. And if people are communicating in vague languages and vague terms or with ulterior motives and agendas, and that's how they communicate and interact with each other, then, of course, misunderstandings, confusion, and problems will occur. Now, problems will occur even when you're doing straight-up communication or whatever and everything is smooth. But the thing is, they can be resolved and ironed out quickly and easily because communication is working at its highest level. So even if a slip up, a snafu, whatever term you want to use, happens, slight problem happens or whatever, but if the communication level is working at its best, then it can be ironed out and worked out relatively quickly and easily. So We're going to have a show Sunday, 11 p.m. Hopefully we don't have any technical difficulties. It's going to be Block Party Radio with me, your host, Tafari XL. And today was a good show. I had to drop a few serious topics. Oh, let me not forget, on Monday's show, you heard me bring up a little bit about Afrika Bambaataa and his situation. Well, the Zulu Nation, as a follow-up to that statement that I was making, the Zulu Nation has sent out a statement apologizing and acknowledging the acts, the crimes that Afrika Bambaataa did by sexually molesting these now grown men with kids of their own and all of that. And I think even one of them probably has a grandkid when they were young adolescent men. So young adolescent kids, teenagers, so underage. So they've issued a statement and all that. And as I said before, you can go check out Star from the Star Chamber, Shot 97. He covers it extensively, you know, so shout out to him. He really broke that down. But just as a follow-up statement, I'm bringing that up. So anyway, I'm getting out of here. And just remember, perception is not reality for everyone. It's only reality for the one who's perceiving it based on the knowledge and understanding that they have. And reality is not truth, because your reality is not going to be the truth for all and humanity. It could be true for you, but not for others. And in order for that to even get to that point, you need true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding without an unbiased and prejudiced view on things. I'm out of here. Please have a productive, prosperous, safe weekend. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. There's plenty of things going on, I know. And we'll see y'all Sunday.
Shit is happening all over. It's like people done run amok. Shit is all fucked up. He's getting murdered left and right, ain't nobody stopping it, yo. No matter where you go, it's still the same old. Kids on the street, some that ran away from home. Fiends, drug killers, pimps, and renegade hoes. Drug prices rise when there's a drought on dope. People in the streets just looking for a pick. Some young girl in a parlor or outside turning tricks. Dudes plotting on a dope house, trying to catch a lick. The agent police line trying to make the charges stick. Or dealers hit in the streets, fresh from the pen. Come a whole tour, laundry list of dead friends. Some youngin' out trying to get a rap as a gunner. Another rapper claiming to capture the summer. Yo, it's the same from Cleveland to Ferguson. No indictment, a true bill, but the verdict's in. From Chi-Town to Compton and Oakland, you know what it is. Our community's been broken.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap
pumping on your block.
It's been said it's nothing new that's under the sun. Another mother mourning her child's murderess. Police out of control, teaching inner city residents. Every day another slaying of unarmed black men. 50% unemployment and poverty's got them locked in. While billionaires is profiting, our girls fill their bodies with silicone and collagen. No cure for cancer, but pharmaceuticals is prospering. Power structures are scared of youth in the streets. They don't want you awoke, they want you to stay asleep. The game is rigged for cowards, liars, and cheats to win. You get a longer sentence based on the color of your skin. Martin Shkreli bought the drug Jared Prim. They raised the price by over 5,000%. Saving lives is not the mission, but how much cash that you stashing in your saving? Now that's capitalism.
New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Real hip hop
pumping on your block. New York, the same shit is going on.
Word, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. The same shit is going on.
Live street shit
pumping on your block.
How much have you invested in time bitching and bickering over bullshit and nothing that's progressive or obsessing over paper and material possessions? I know I'm supposed to entertain, I ask serious questions. Most of the shit you see in the media is so depressing. Even with a black president, it's way more worth suppression. They say the game never changes, just the players. So I plan to play so well that they'll never play us. From my heart to God's ears, I swear these years it's been more clear. Mother shed more tears. We in global warfare. Is there love? Sorry, son, there ain't no love here. Love done packed up and moved away tomorrow. So I be sitting at you like I was the Wizard of Oz. With these out of this world bars and a flurry of metaphors. So far, I got the game covered like a blizzard, y'all.
New York, the same shit is going on.
What, really though?
Word them up, I heard them frontin'. New York, the same shit is going on.
Reality rap.